Hello, good evening.
You're the first, so we will wait.
All righty.
Daniel.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Nice to hear from you. I'm glad you joined us.
Yes, man.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Please join us. Please join us in saying the Anna Bekoa. Anna Bekoa. Aleph bet gimel yitach tzadi. Kabel rinat amcha sagvenu taharenu nora. Ufreshayan sintet nun. Na gibor dorshechuncha kevavat. Sham Reim Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kav Shin Barhem Tacharem Rachamei Sidkatcha Tamid Gam Leim Betet Reish Tzadi Tav Gimel Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Na'el adata Het kuf bet tet nonayim Yachid geyeh Lamcha penei Zokre kidushata Yud gimolamed Pei zayin kuf Shavatenu kabel Ushma tziakatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav Tzadiyuta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of that creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohe Wahe Adonai Yohe Wahe El Rachum Vechanun Erech Apaim Verav Chesed Ve'emet Notzer Chesed La'alafim Noseawon Wafesha Vechata'av Ve'nakei We're now going to connect to the energy of the year 5778, which is bowing to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. There are two verses that connect to this energy. The first verse that we will study is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. And we will start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Berichu Yishkinte Bit Hilu Urchimu Hilu Hilu Urchimu L'yachta L'shem Yud He B'vav He B'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Adenu Konanei Aleinu Maasei Adenu Konanehu. Vayishkav Amnon Vayitchal Vayavo Amelech Liroto Vayomer Amnon El Hamelech Kavo Natamar Achoti Ut la bev leene shite levivot beevre mi ada. The next verse that connects to the energy of bowing to Hashem is Psalms chapter 32, verse 5. Chatati odiacha va'awoni lo hisiti amarti ode ale peshai ladonai ohe wahe weata nasata awon chatati sela. The year 5777, as the year of the goat, as the energy of the goat, it has two verses that connect to this same energy. The first verse that we study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Tzod Aduni Katzipor Oyevai Chinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to create Tzatz Kiyach, which translates as appear like brothers. And when we take the final letters of these words, we're able to create Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that connects to this year of the goat is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion, which these letters of the name are separated by seven letters each. Kim ba Adonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tadibaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. The year 5776, which is the energy of a pause, also has two verses. The first is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim hayu limat velo yachlu lehavshit et kol ha'olot Vayehaskum Achechem Halvim Ad Kelot Hamlacha Viad Yitkachu Hakohanim Ki Halvim Yishrei Levav Lehitkadesh Me Hakohanim. There are 25 words in this verse. When we take the first letter of these words, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohewahe Lalahe Wawawa Yolayo Alame Hehehe Aka'a Rekaha. The second verse that connects to this energy of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidhu ba'adonai yohewahe ade'ad ki biya yohe adonai yohewahe tzur olamim. Year 5775 has the energy of swallowing up death. The energy of this year has three verses that connect to it. The first one is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kamalo tishemimeni lo tarpeni adili ruki. Next, we study 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavo iyam. Asher yitchabe sham wishavtem elai el nachon. Wehalakti itchem wefayayim yeshno. Varetz vehipasti. O Tob, call Alfe Yehuda. And the third one is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kekelo lanetzach yoved roav yom ruayo. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. Wasamti makum. Leamili Israel Untati Wishakan Tahta Velo Yirgaz Od Velo Yosifu Bene Avla La Anoto Ka Asher Barishona. We're now going to connect to the energy of the 72 names of God, which are revealed in this week's parasha of Beshalach. We connect to these names utilizing the letters and their root vowels as we say them out loud together. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame mehe shila lahe Aka akaheta ezayo alada la awaheha yozala medehe ereyo hekome la awakalayo la wawa pehela nulaha yo 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 mela hehe wa. Nuta he he a a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ta wa ko me nu da anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha. Wa wa la yo la he sa a la a re yo a shi la me yo he wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me nu nu wa nu yo ta me be he pe a me pe wa yo nu me me yo yo la te re he me sa re wa me be yo he he a nu wa me he yo ga me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names from the Tzaddikim in the same manner. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo tsa la me re he he yo yo he me me wa 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 ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la. Nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa. Nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he. Re la yo a wa me wa yo be wa he re. Yo yo wa la he he ka ka ako me nu da anu yo he wa me re he a yo he za he shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he sa a la a re yo a la me ta he wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo ta he be me ka ko a la a he he wa ra re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Tzaddikim who left on this day, which is the 10th day of Shabbat, Rabbi Sholem Mizrahi Didia ben Yitzhak Sharabi. Rabbi Yosef Yitzhak ben Rabbi Sholem Dov Ber Schneerson. Rabbi Rachamim Chai Chavita, the son of Ben Rabbi Hanina HaKohen. Rabbi Meir ben Yitzhak Katzenelen Globin, known as the Maharam Padua. And Revitin Rivka Schneerson. Rabbi Yitzhak Ezek, Sher of Slobodka. Rabbi Rachamim Chai Chavita. In the 8th verse of this Ana B'Koach, we say in a whisper to ground all of the energy that we may not be able to handle ourselves. Baruch Shem Kivod Mokhto Le'arav Ba'ed. Today's class is a Zohar class. It's the Parasha Beshalach, which you can find on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in the first row, the right-hand column. That opens up to a landing page with all 54 parashas. Scroll down under the Book of Shemot to the Parasha of Beshalach. When that landing page opens up, choose the second section, known as the Three Deaths. And that is where we will begin . And that will be with Pasuk 28. Are there any questions before we begin? Vayehi b'shalach paro etam makitiv leila v'yakam paro Laila hu gekol avadav tachatzeinu ma ila adi aved kutsha barichu b'mitzrayim tilat motanei hawo hadi avdu bukrin b'mitzrayim dikatilu Kolinun deishkacho v'chad v'chatal Kud shabaritu v'pal gut lelya V'chad kad chama paro motana v'beitiya v'ivno avdu tam v'zariz garmeya v'katil aparkin v'sarkom V'kaldi amliku le'ya l'sarat ba v'yama adioraita ischidat ale te'ihu kam b'le'lya ma'amash kima d'le'lya Katal Bukhrin Viaved Nukmin Haki Kamparo Bara Dmitraim Vikatal Viaved Nukmin Visarko Viafrako Viamarkolo Uvehalinun Ravravin Ahi diktiv vayakam paro laila dikam lekadla ushecheta. I'm having difficulty with my scrolling mechanism. The translation. And it came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go. It is written before, and Pharaoh arose in the night, he and all his servants. Come and see. Recognize the supernal revenge that the Holy One, blessed be He, performed against Egypt. There were three deaths, one that related to the firstborn in Egypt, as they killed whoever was in their way. One that the Holy One, blessed be He, killed at midnight, and one when Pharaoh saw the death in his house among his children and servants, he arose and emboldened himself and killed the ministers, the rulers, and all those who advised him to refuse to send out the people. Until the Torah bore witness against him, he arose actually at night, meaning with the judgments of the Nukva, that is called night. As the night, which is the Nukva, slew the firstborn and took revenge. As the night, which is the Nukva, slew the firstborn and took revenge, so did Pharaoh arise in the land of Egypt, slay and take revenge against his rulers, the ministers and his appointees, and all types of officers. This is the meaning of, and Pharaoh arose in the night. He arose to kill and to destroy. My commentary. There is much to discuss in this pasuk. Does a sephirah or a partsuf kill? No. The effect of the boomerang law kills when we do an action of killing, like lashon hara. Can a sephirah kill? Remember, a sephirah is a level of consciousness. So this question is, can a consciousness kill? Yes, it can, and does. That is one of the items of control that must be learned as part of the consciousness of mind over matter. We need to learn to control our unconscious without modern drugs. there is a question as to what is the meaning of the middle death that the Holy One, blessed be He, performed. Pasuk 29. Orcho dekalba kad machyan leya beavna ilu ate venashi lecha bereya kach paro levatar ihu hawa. Azil bishvake, wahawa machriz ve'amar kumu, seu maimitoch ami atun, tataltun lekol b'nei mata, atun tataltun sarkeya. Be afarke, be kolbene beti, ahidikti vayikra, le Moshe ulaharon, laila kewan, David chon hawa, kola uvarachten, gamoti dilatik telu. Li levatar, ihu yais, begarmeya, ozif lon liapik, lon meara, ahidiktiv vayehi b'shalach baro, et ha'am wikomer. The nature of a dog is that when you hit him with a stone, he goes and bites its neighbor. Pharaoh did likewise. Afterwards, he went out in the marketplaces and announced, "Rise up and get you out from among my people. You killed all the inhabitants of the city. You killed the rulers and the ministers and all the members of my household. Hence it is written, and he called Moses and Aaron by night, since everything was caused by you, and bless me also by not killing me." Afterwards, he himself accompanied them and took them out of the country. This is what is written, and it came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go. My commentary. The Midrash says that the children of Israel did not leave Israel until the morning of the 15th of Nisan. Keep that in mind as you read the above pasuk. What questions do you ask? That is the end of section 2. Does anybody have any questions? We can now choose section 3.
Hello?
Yes?
I have a question on the first pasuk. It seems like Pharaoh killed people after the angel of death went through.
That's correct. He did not accept the responsibility on himself for the killing of the firstborn. He blamed his advisors. And as a punishment for their not advising him properly, he killed them.
Wow. Thank you.
I'm I'm having great difficulty with the scrolling mechanism. So we're on Pasuk 32. Rabbi Yitzhak be Rabbi Yehuda hawo az le meusha lelud v'hava hawa im chon yosei taya'a biktira digamale asufe fira pekat fihu Ad hawo azle ashkachahu yosetiyaa antu chada bishar amyan amyan dekatir beyuroke ach La ishtamit minayhu v'itkif ba. Yata lach tavhu Rabbi Yitzhak v'Rabbi Yehuda Amru netu me'archa dadeha Kudsha barichu We're waiting for the scrolling mechanism.
Actually, we should be in Pasuk 30.
Oh, did I miss some?
Yeah, you missed
that looks like
30 and 31.
Okay. Well.
Baruch Hashem.
Thank you, Jasmine. As soon as I get this page working properly, I will scroll back up. Pasuk 30. Vayasev Elohim et ha'am derech ha'midbar Yam suf l'takda archa li'atreya Rabbi Yehuda amar Mashana kadhawo Yisrael b'mitzrayim Diktiv shelach Et amikim main ata l'shaleach Et ami b'ni b'kori Yisrael v'ahu Zimna lawo gazirin B'layit kashalru Be'yak kadka Yaeot Vehaka dehawo Kazirin viavdu Pisha Vitka Sharu Peyakare Lon et Ha'am. And Elohim led the people about through the way of the wilderness of the Sea of Reeds. Or the Yam Suf, namely to make way to his place in order to eventually split the Sea of Reeds, to split the Yam Suf. If not for this, it would have been enough to simply lead them through the wilderness, and not by way of the Yam Suf. Rabbi Yehuda said, why the difference? When Israel were in Egypt, it is written, let my people go. If you refuse to let my people go, and Israel is my son, my firstborn. They were not circumcised at that time and were not bound to the Holy One, blessed be he, properly. But once they were circumcised, had offered the paschal sacrifice, and were bound to him, he called them the people and not my people. Mike's commentary. One might think that the Zohar is a Virgo, the way it is constantly looking at the details, like a difference in spelling of one letter in the word people. If it is Ha'am, it translates as the people. If it is Ami, it translates as my people. When we start to notice details, in addition to seeing a big picture structure, we will realize that based on gematria, my people is 120, indicating all 12 tribes in a completed state, while the people has a gematria of 115, indicating chazak, strength, yet not completion, since 115 is the gematria of the Hebrew word chazak. Pasuk
31.
I'm just waiting for the scrolling to work again. There it is. Ela begin hahu erev rav deitavaku behu veitarvu behadaihu karelon et ha'am setam kada'a veikof Hashem et ha'am al asher asu et ha'egel Vayikahel ha'am al acharon Vayar ha'am ki b'shesh Moshe v'kein hu. The translation. He answers, it was due to the mixed multitude that attached themselves to them and were mixed with them that he calls them the people and not my people. It is written, and Hashem plagued the people more for the calf that they made. The people gathered themselves together to Aaron, and the people saw that Moses delayed. During a period when the children of Israel were in a decadent state, he calls them simply the people and not my people. The term being translated as mixed multitude is Erev Rav. Its literal translation is large darkness. If Moses knew this name, which he did, why did he disagree with Hashem when Hashem told Moses, do not take these people? They are not ready yet. It is only when we apply the teachings from the Baal Shem Tov of you are who you hate that the story even begins to make sense. The large darkness are people connected to the root soul of the children of Israel, who have not actually completed their tikkunim. This is still true today, and that is why we are taught that the Erev Rav are still with us. Only now we do not know who they are, or what aspect of ourselves is Erev Rav. We are just told to stay away from the Erev Rav, since our environmental influences have a great effect upon our becoming what we can become. We're back to Pasuk 32, which I almost read, but haven't completely read it. So I'm picking up where I believe I left off. V'yakta alan tila nidchabar v'chadeya hatavu me'archa badaku v'itreya v'yashkahu divreya v'vate al nekar hawa v'yavua basil zara hawa amru Barich Rachamana Deshei Zivlan. The translation. Rabbi Yitzhak and Rabbi Yehuda were traveling from Usha to Lod with camels tied to one another in single file and with loads on their shoulders. They were accompanied by Yossi the merchant. While they were traveling, Yossi the merchant found a woman of the other nations who was gathering among the grasses in the field. He turned away from them and then raped her, coming into her. Rabbi Yitzhak and Rabbi Yehuda wondered and said, "Let us return from this road, for the Holy One, blessed be He, wishes to show us that we should not associate with him." They returned from that way. They investigated him and learned that he was the son of a Gentile woman, while his father was of unfit ancestry. They said, "Blessed is the merciful one who has saved us." Scrolling problems to get to my commentary. Did you ask yourself why the two rabbis did not help the woman of the other nations? Why did they just stop traveling with that man? Do you think that they were not physically traveling with him, but were observing him through a technique called remote viewing? This is something that the governments experimented in the 1950s and 60s, in order to read top secret information available in the other governments' files. I suggest you Google this information if you have an element of doubt in this discussion.
How do you call that technique?
Remote viewing. It's essentially sending your soul into another location and then reading the papers on a desk or opening the file cabinet and looking in the files and reading the contracts and what all the papers are saying. It's a very common technique for those people who have the ability. Pasuk 33. Patach Rabbi Yitzhak v'amar al titchar pamreim maninun mereim dilakitiv chataim orishaim ela meraim diavishin legar mehu ulhane demat Meet Abram, Bechadaihu Rabbi Yehuda Amar Moreim Arhek Garmach Mimreim Dilatechaon Raim Vachaberim Kahada Dila Yavishu Lachovado Petit Pas Behet U. Rabbi Yitzhak opened the discussion saying, "Fret not yourself because of evildoers." He asked, "Who are these evildoers?" For not written, sinners or wicked. He responds, "Rather, evildoers are those that bring evil to themselves and to those who join up with them." Rabbi Yehuda said, "Fret not yourself because of evildoers." Is defined as staying away from evildoers so that you do not become friends and associate with them. Also, this is so that their actions do not hurt you and you not, are not caught for their sins. My commentary. I once asked my teacher the question, during the Holocaust, the righteous people were treated as badly as the non-righteous people while in the camps. How can that be just? And his answer was that the Zohar explains that when the Satan is given permission to wreak havoc on the world, he is given permission to cause this to anyone he sees. And so we are told to keep our heads down and stay away from the marketplace. I said this does not make sense. He told me to contemplate it. I did, and I came to realize that each righteous person is living in a generation of people who have earned the chaos, and that fact that they are in the generation is an indication that they had not cleansed something from their previous actions and needed to experience the Shoah as a cleansing for their own actions. Contemplate this and start to truly grok the implications of unity of people, including yourself, with those evil people that you know. Then ask yourself, in what way are you different? In what way are you the same? Pasuk 34. Tachasi ilaha woinun Erev rav deit chabiru Bechon Yisrael lait aved Ahu ovada velamitu Mi asra Yisrael Kolinun demitu Velagarim lonely Yisrael Koma de garim betachati ahu ovada uehahu chova mamash garim galut hom de Israel. The translation. Come and see, if it were not for the mixed multitudes that joined with Israel, the deed of the molten calf would not have occurred, and all those people of Israel would not have died. They would not have brought all that they did upon Israel. Come and see, this deed and iniquity was the cause of Israel's exile. My commentary. This is still true today. You and I built the golden calf and still are building the golden calf, even today. You and I did not actually build it back then. We allowed it to happen. This is the mitzvah of achdut, unity through diversity, that we still need to learn. Pasuk 35. Titanenan ba'ku chabarihu tiyishtachun Yisrael behahu shata kemalakei lae ulme bad lon cheirin mikolacheirin Mimota ulmecheve cheirin min sheavuda tishar amin kamada charut alt haluchot alt ikre charut ela cheirut. The translation. For we studied that the Holy One, blessed be He, desired that Israel be at that time, during the reception of the Torah, as the supernal angels. And He desired to liberate them from everything. Freedom, the Hebrew word chirut, from death, and liberation from the yoke of the other nations. As it is said, engraved, the Hebrew word is charut, on the tablets. Do not pronounce it charut with the vowel A, but rather only with the E, charut. My commentary. Can you understand the relationship between engraving, which removes material from an object, and freedom, which breaks the constraints of objects? In what way is it different, and in what way is it the same? Pasuk 36. Kevandit aved hahu ovada garimu kola garimu mota garimu sheyugud malkevan garimu deit baruinun luche kadmae garimu demitu mi Israel kama Alfin minayu bekalda beginit chaberuta deinu nerev rav deit chaba chaberu behu. The translation. As soon as that deed was done, they instigated everything. They caused the deaths of thousands among Israel. They caused submission to other kingdoms, and they caused the breaking of the original tablets. All this was due to the connection of the mixed multitudes who joined with them. My commentary. How significant is your environment upon you? Do you ever wonder what your neighbors, families, and friends will say about an action? Then you are being influenced by your environment. Pasuk 37. Ufaka begini hun nehon la yitkarun b'nei Yisrael v'la Yisrael v'la mi ela ha'am setam v'itema v'chamushim Alu b'nei Yisrael, kad havo salkim, mi Mitzrayim, v'la yitchaberu, v'chadayhu, Inun erev rav, kareilon b'nei Yisrael, kewan de'it chaberu, b'chadayhu diktiv, v'gam erev rav alah, itam kareilon ha'am. The translation. Here too, due to the motley crowd, they were not called children of Israel, nor my people, but merely the people. You may reason that it is indeed written, and the children of Israel went up armed. This is because the motley crowd had not yet joined up with them when they first rose out of Egypt. Thus he still calls them the children of Israel. They are referred to as the people as soon as they were joined with them, as mentioned in the scripture, and a mixed multitude went up also with them. My commentary. Remember the distances involved. The children of Israel left Goshen, the Goshen province, while the Arav lived in Egypt proper. This distance and depth into Egypt, that narrow place, is significant to how far one must travel to break free of themselves in order to manifest their true relationship with Hashem. Pasuk 38. Rabbi Yosei Akshe Ve'amar Ketiv Ki Asher Preitem et Mitzrayim Hayom Lo Tosifu Lirotam Od Adolam Ihaki Ko Yoma Hawo Chaman Lehahu Erev Rav Amar Rabbi Yehuda Erev Rav Ketiv Velo Mitzrayim Tehakama she'ar amin hawo, daire b'mitzrayim v'lo odela, dekulhu itkazaru, v'kevan deitkazaru, laikrun mitzrayim. The translation. Rabbi Yossi insisted and said, it is written, for as you have seen Egypt today, you will never see them again. Yet every day they saw the mixed multitude who were Egyptians. Rabbi Yehuda said, it is written a mixed multitude and not Egypt, for there were many other nations in Egypt, and from them came the motley crowd. Moreover, all of them were circumcised. And since they were circumcised, they were not considered Egyptians. My commentary. Did you ask yourself why the act of circumcision releases you from the bondage of Egypt? Or does it? The 39th Pasuk.
Puma Dimoshe Kabilulon Fehainu Madiamar Akatu Lecht Red Kishi Shifet Am Hasaru Meher Min Haderef Asher Tzivitim Tzivitam Ketiv Bechamushim Alu Bene Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim Chad Cham Mechamisha Hawo Berabi Yosei Omer Chamisha Me Yisrael Bechad Minayhu Rabbi Yehuda Omer Bechamushim Aye.
echad mecha noishim. The translation, according to the instructions of Moses, they accepted them. This is what the verse said, go, get you down, for your people have become corrupt. They have turned aside quickly out of the way, which I commanded them. I commanded them is written, which means that Moses had instructed them to accept the mixed multitudes. And the children of Israel went up armed. The Hebrew word is chamushim, out of the land of Egypt, meaning one out of five. The Hebrew chamisha were Israel. Rabbi Yosef said, five were of Israel and one from the mixed multitudes. Rabbi Yehuda said, chamushim, one out of 50. The Hebrew is chamishim, were of the mixed multitudes. My commentary. Please read the commentary that is in the Haggadah on Pesach about the concept of 5 and 50 or the word armed. To give you a hint from the Midrash, the children of Israel went up, but only 1/5 of them went up. That 1/5 represented what was left after the plague of darkness when the 4/5 died because they were too comfortable with their physicality, with their life, with their comfort zones. And because of that, they died because they were unwilling to leave Egypt and Hashem would not leave them there. They would reincarnate into the nation. And perhaps that is why the 10 tribes never came home. That's just a quick statement based on the thought I just received. It may not be true. We just have to contemplate it. The 40th pasuk. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Begin Dehahu, Yov La Salik Loni Mitzrayim, Begin Kachvacham Ushim, Alu Bene Yisrael, Meretz Mitzrayim, We Lav La Saliku, Beal Dait Achurbu, Sham shin yomin lekabela oraita umehahu atar nafkat oraita vaitivat bealda wachamushim chaser divgin dalu b'nei Yisrael meeretz Mitzrayim. The translation. Rabbi Shimon said, the Jubilee, which is Bina, did take them up from the land of Egypt. Therefore it is written, and the children of Israel went up armed, the Hebrew word is chamushim, out of the land of Egypt, which refers to Bina, called the Jubilee. The Hebrew word is yovel, that contains 50. The Hebrew word is chamishim, gates. If not for the Jubilee, they would not have left. Therefore, they tarried 50 days to receive the Torah. The Torah did emerge and was given from that place of Jubilee. Therefore, chamushim is without a vav, meaning that if it had bent armed, it would have been spelled with a vav. But it only indicates the number 50. The Hebrew word is chamishim, which is the secret of the Jubilee. Due to it, the children of Israel went up from Egypt. My commentary. What happens during the Jubilee year? Slaves are released from bondage and returned to their original inheritance, which is the relationship to the land, or is it the relationship to Hashem? That's the end of the section. It's the end of our class. Does anyone have any questions? Tomorrow morning's class at 7 a.m. West Coast time, we'll be continuing our study of the Ta'anit Dibur, the study of the Psalms. We are on Psalm 18. We've done the first half of the verses. We will hopefully finish the second half tomorrow morning. Motzei Shabbat at 6 p.m. West Coast time, we will have our third meal in Havdalah community ritual. And at 7 o'clock, we will have a Zohar class for the Parasha of Yitro. Sunday morning at 10:30, we will have our class continuing our preparation for Tu Bishvat, the New Year of the Trees. And at 3 o'clock, we will be continuing our class in Advanced Reincarnation. Shalom to all. Have a beautiful evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Shalom.
Shalom, everyone.
Good night.
Thank you. Good night. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.